everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, just singing, 'Eli, my boyfriend's back.' You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I fit, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget, I forget. The movie song, when you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Juliet, on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers, and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him." Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You're not a movie song. I can't do the talk like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. Can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. When we made love, you used to cry. Said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You know the moment's come. When you gonna realize it was just the time was wrong? Laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient streetlight, steps out of the shade and says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?"
Well, hello. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, the boring one. You know, the one that nobody seems to like. I used to hate Wednesdays when I was working. It was just that, like, because we got paid on a Thursday. It was like Wednesday was the middle of the week. It wasn't so bad. But then I got a different job later in life. And, oh, well, you know. Right then, Becky is in the studio. We're here for a whole 2 hours, or we hope we are. So I start off by saying good times of your day to you, wherever you may be, as we do. Dire Straits, they're bringing us in with that one this evening. So we've got a show. We've got a caller so far. I can see it's Laurie. So it's actually not Laurie. We made that mistake last night. Sorry there, Laura. I don't blame Stephen Thornton for that. we finished the call with Laurie, and what happened was that Stephen didn't realise that we had a new caller and kept calling her Laurie. He said, goodbye, Laurie. Goodbye. Goodbye. Stephen, this is a different caller now. So he is a sad tongue twisted. But, okay. We're going to start the show, I think. I think we're just about ready. Hopefully, we will get some more callers. There is somebody who's logged into the chat room and logged out again. So they obviously haven't stayed for whatever reasons. The internet at this end is kind of in and out this evening for some reason. So if we do go off, Blog Talk normally keeps it going, because once you've signed in, they normally keep the server going. So if you hear only Becky, you'll know why. Right, I think we're going to get on with it then. We're going to bring Becky in online and say good evening.
Hi.
How are you, Becky? A bit quiet there this evening. All right, no worries. Okay, right, we have Laura online. So Laura's on line one.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What can I help you with today?
What do you see for me around, I'm going to say, moving down to the south, somewhere south? If you even see it happening, Georgia or the Carolinas, maybe Florida, somewhere around there.
I think Georgia would be a good place for you.
Georgia?
Yeah, when you said moving south, that was the state that came into my mind.
Okay. What are you picking up about getting a job down there and being able to purchase a home and everything?
Are you looking for a more rural place? Or are you looking for like a, you know, someplace like close to a city like Savannah or...
Well, there's a place called Jonesboro that's got a nice big lake down there. And
okay.
it's only like a half hour from Atlantic City. Atlanta City. Georgia. I'm thinking of Atlantic. Yeah, so Atlanta would have a lot of work for me in the surrounding area. So if I'm not too far away from Atlanta, I think I'd be able to get work.
I think that would be a good move for you. It sounds very positive. I know you like the water.
Yes.
And you moving on a little, even if it's a little rural place with a lake or something, it would be really good for you.
But do you see it actually happening? Am I able to tell whether I'm going to make it happen or...
every time you can ask, I think you will. It's probably not going to happen as fast as you want it, but I do see it happening within the year.
Okay.
Because I know you've got the feeling that you'd like to get down there like right now, but you've got to have a little bit patience with this because there's certain things. What I would suggest you to do is write down a priority list, excuse me, of things that need to be done and get that all in order so you really know how to do it without, you know, kind of going on there disorganized or just, you know, willy-nilly doing stuff like that, because it'll stop you from having those unexpected bumps that happen when we're doing something like this, because it'll be all taken care of. But you are right, your first step is to find a job down there.
So, Becca, do you think I'll be doing contract work down there, or do you see me getting a permanent full-time position with benefits?
I think it'll start as a contract, but then it'll move you into full-time. And I don't think I really know if it's a contract or a probation period.
Okay.
You know, some companies have like a 90-day probation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm more seeing.
What about how well, you know, will I be successful? Will I have good, you know, friendships? What kind of life do you think I'm going to have down there?
I think it's going to be very positive. It's all going to be up to what you make of it. You might have to take things slow because I get the feeling that there's a little bit of social anxiety on your part. But I don't see you being alone and sitting in your house all by yourself. I see you getting out and doing things, even if it's on your own, and then meeting people. But I think there's so much more to offer you down in that location than where you're at right now.
Yeah, I just feel I need to get out of this state. I really don't like the state that I'm living in right now.
Yeah, and overall, the South, they are very friendly people in my experience, and they are, you know, very welcoming and opening up. You know, I think the community that you're going to end up with is that the neighborhood gets together and does things together, and everybody watches out for each other, which is very good after coming from, like, an area that's really metropolitan.
Yeah. True, true. Okay. What about romance? Do you think there'll be any chance for that, or maybe not?
I think there will be a chance for romance, but you've got so many things that you have to do before that could happen, or before it should happen. And when I say should happen, you know, it's because you've got all this stuff that you need to get done. And if you add a relationship to that, that's just going to make it harder to achieve the other stuff.
Yes. I agree with that 100%.
Because you need that time.
Oh, I just can't wait to get my life changed. I just want to change so bad.
Well,
I'm
you
ready.
Know, you keep manifesting positive change, and it does happen. And I do think,
well,
you know, you've been working on this for quite a while. I think it's time that the universe is going to start, you know, showing you what you've manifested.
I sure hope so. I mean, the contract I'm on is supposed to be up next month, but I think they're going to extend me through the end of January.
Do you see
that
somebody in
happening?
Your corner there.
Yeah. My boss is a contractor, too, though, so I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, I see you staying.
Okay, good. Okay, good, good. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Maybe I'll have enough money to finally put a down payment and make my move happen.
One thing I do see for you as an option is finding a place that contract for deed.
That's why?
Have you ever heard of contract for deed?
No. You mean like a rent to own?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I would like to do a rent to own, but I have to get my home on the water. I have one picked out down there. I just don't know if it'll sell before I can get down there and make it happen. I keep asking the universe. I'm like, I want this one, Lord. This is the one I want. Can you please help me find a way to get it?
I think you will.
I've been asking Becky for a long time.
I know. It's your turn pretty soon.
Okay, great. Thanks, Becky. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You
have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ken. Bye. Bye, Becky. Bye, Ken.
Thank you, Laura. And Laura's driving. Okay. Right. Now then, when Stephen was on last night, the next caller, as we called off, and we called off with one, and we had the funnies because Laura called in right after. Now, tonight, it's the other way around, because we're calling from Laura to Laurie.
Hi.
Hi.
How funny. Hi, Becky. It's Lori.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, not a lot. I just guess whatever you see, Becky, or who's around me in mediumship, or whatever you want to say. Who's, like, what you see coming, because I feel like, well, I'm moving in a positive direction, but, yeah, I don't know.
This is what I see for you, and it might sound kind of weird, but first thing that popped into my head.
Okay.
Do you have an area? Do you live in a house or apartment?
Apartment.
Do you have an area outside that you could do some gardening? And I'm just talking like some container pots.
Well, I have been doing that, yeah. I'm outside and I have a garden outside.
Okay. I'm getting the impression you should do a fairy garden.
What is a fairy garden?
That's where you get like the little plants and the little, you know, Google it and you'll have thousands of it. But it's a little kind of like either a house or a village that you make in the pot for, like, the fairy?
No, I got one of them going on.
Okay.
I just got to put the material in it. I got thyme and, what is it, thyme, sage, oregano, chive.
That would be perfect.
In a wheelbarrow. Yeah, in a wheelbarrow.
That would be perfect. Because I see that the earth spirits... I know this is going to sound really weird, but it's the truth. The earth spirits are kind of keeping an eye on you because they're going to start taking a little bit more interest. And by giving back with like a fairy garden or gardenings outside, that they're going to pay more of a positive interest with you. So things are going to start changing in a really positive way quickly as summer progresses.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, I walked outside, ended up finding a little kitty cat, gave it a bath and everything, and then in and out of the house, I look again, and there's a darn wild rabbit at my door, so it was picked it up and took it down to the field and left it loose. It's funny.
I have had a pair of rabbits underneath my deck now since last fall, and I have four dogs, and the rabbits outsmart the dogs all the time. They actually have been surviving by eating out of the dog dish all winter.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's
well, we're getting
funny.
We're getting 18 inches of snow.
No
starting
way.
Tonight,
yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah, I'm glad that they've got a place to feed. But
yeah.
You connecting with nature is just going to make things that you're trying to manifest go faster.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it's going to help you find your soul purpose. Because
mm-hmm.
when you work in nature, it's almost a form of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot
yeah.
of times the spirit world will connect with you while you're doing it because you're with nature and then, you know, you're kind of quiet or I talk to my plants, but, you know, it's just sort
sure.
of like a Zen moment. So that's what I see for you to do to get the answers that you're seeking in a spiritual
okay.
sense. And I also
Alrighty.
Do think when you're working with your garden that you're going to get visitations and messages from loved ones. I get the feeling you need to look for dragonflies.
Are they around here? A lot of hummingbirds.
Yep,
and
those are all messengers.
Yeah,
so,
change. Hey, I do have one question. Do you see, for, like in medium read, the guy Paul?
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you a couple questions to see if I've got them. Was
okay.
he the man that presented himself to me when you said that is kind of lanky, kind
mm-hmm.
of a little bit, there's nothing around him, so I can't tell you like he's 6 feet or anything, but he seems to be a little taller and maybe on the thinner side?
Good physique. But he is 6'2".
Yeah, but he's not fat.
Not fat, no, but a good, not lanky,
yep.
but good physique.
The clothes
good
that
body.
He's showing that he's wearing are baggy, so that's why I took the lanky.
Oh, okay.
Was he losing some of his hair?
Yeah.
Okay. That's who I think I have. Did you want to ask him any questions?
I know he's in and out. I think he's in and out visiting me because every time I talk to him, I manifest something within that's like a little present or a little surprise. And,
he's nodding his head. Was he Irish? Mm-hmm.
No, he kind of looked Irish, but no, he wasn't Irish. He had red hair, I think, as it was starting to grate.
Because he's like showing me gold coins.
Yeah. That'll fit.
That's why I thought the Irish, because it was kind of like a leprechaun thing to do. But he's showing me gold coins, and when you were talking about gifts manifesting, he's nodding. So he's helping you get this stuff going on.
Okay.
And,
hello, everyone.
Oops, let me turn my, I hit my computer by mistake. He's helping you manifest. He's saying that the limits of your imagination are what he can do. He'll do anything he can for you. All you have to do is imagine it.
Oh, wow. I know he's there. I mean, it's really a weird... Well, I wouldn't call it weird because I appreciate it. And
right.
I don't know. It's just special, I guess. You could say
and
that.
And that's good because... One of the things was when he first started approaching you was he was worried that he would scare you. So he kind of held back a little bit. But now
uh-huh.
he's very involved because he's made contact and know that you're not scared of him.
Uh-huh.
So
No, he's in your life quite a bit.
Yeah, that's cool to know. I'm happy.
Good.
Yeah, I think he's okay on that other side over there.
He seems fine.
Yeah.
He says he's still got a little bit of healing left to do, but other than that, he's gotten over the issues that brought him there.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Yeah. That's, I guess, it. Unless
okay,
he has anything else to say. I'm fine.
Not much,
thank
except
you.
Except that you're going to have a good summer.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Becky. I appreciate it very much.
Yes,
thank you.
You take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Right. Becky's come for that time again. Right. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gents. I'll say a short break. It's going to be a long break, actually, because you've got to take a piece of music that's around 7 minutes. And we're doing this for a reason, because we've done it last week, but we have to, because something wrong with Wednesdays just lately. And I don't know what it is, whether it's the school run. I know people do the school run all over the world, the school run, picking up the kids from school. Whatever you're doing on a Wednesday, can you stop doing it and come here? Thank you.
Hey. better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand. But I need a hand. I am changing, seeing everything so clear.
Yeah, I do think Sydney Poitier actually looked in that film, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Right, we do have two callers that have just called in now. Every time I go to Facebook, just lately, they keep reminding me that I'm supposed to owe them 44 pounds. Which, for nothing, because they never provide the service in the first place. But we were unable to bill your account. And the only reason they were unable to bill it is because I withdrew from it the minute they started to charge it. And I thought, look, I'm not paying to advertise. And they wanted to pay. They wanted me to pay for something. And I thought, I'm not paying for that. That's ridiculous. And it was no more than a couple of lines of advertising. And I thought, I'm not going to pay. And then they said, sent me a for £44 at the time. And I withdrew my details. But they've been bugging me for £44 ever since. And I'm thinking, well, you did nothing. You've actually done nothing because, you know, it wasn't there longer than a minute. And if you think I'm going to pay you £44 for 1 minute of it being on the page, I don't know who could have possibly seen it in a minute, but they've been bugging me for 10 years now. I've actually done everything in my power to block the advert. But there you go, crazy. Never mind. Right, so we'll bring Becky back here now, I think. Let's see, we're going to area 203.
Hi.
Hi, what can I do for you today?
I'm just wondering if you could just tell me what you're seeing between me and a man named Nathan as far as for our relationship.
How long have you and Nathan been in a relationship?
Well, we're not in a relationship, but I'm wondering if you see one happening.
Okay. You guys haven't been together very long, have you?
No.
Okay. This guy is a good guy, but he's got a lot of different layers. He's kind of complicated in a way. So I do see that you will have a relationship if you understand that he has the layers. And the layers are there because of things that happened, to him in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be very patient with him and reassuring that you aren't the people who have caused him pain in the past.
Yeah.
And I do believe that if you're that way with him and be reassuring and patient, that you guys will have a really good relationship. Right now, he's kind of gun-shy and mm-hmm. doesn't really want to step into anything with both feet because I think the last relationship he had was a lot of drama. And
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want to get... He's kind of built a wall around himself so
mm-hmm.
he can't be hurt by that drama again. So
yeah.
you're just going to have to work on getting that wall to slowly come down.
Yeah, he was very hurt in his last relationship, so that is true. But, you know, I think I also feel like, I don't know, that he can see that I'm not like that girl he dated. Like, I mean, I would hope that he views me as somebody he can trust, but I know it's definitely... hard when you've had that past stuff happening that wasn't so good.
And he just needs to take time.
Mm-hmm. How do you think, he is feeling, though, towards me?
I think that he is... how do I want to say this? the word that came up was adorable. So I do think he cares about you. He just kind of... He's shy because of... He's kind of insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So he's afraid that if he approaches you too much in a certain way that you are going to end up hurting him.
And
you know yourself that when you've been hurt before, certain things trigger you, and then you kind of go back to that response that you had before. And that's kind of what he has to get over with, is he's been rejected before, so he's afraid of rejection.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, because when he, cause he lives in another state than me, so when I was saying bye to him a couple months back, he had made a comment like, "You're probably gonna stop talking to me."
Yeah,
and
he's got,
like, so, yeah.
They he has this low self-esteem because of what happened.
Yeah, which I understand. Like, I can, you know, I can definitely relate to that. But like, I think he's like a really great guy, and I wish, like, you know, I know it's hard to trust and it just takes time, but you know, and I haven't really been. I mean, when do you think I'll hear from him? Because I last reached out to him a couple weeks ago. So I'm just kind of curious.
Easter is what, like the 21st, 22nd, around in there?
Yeah.
I think you'll hear from him around Easter time.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I didn't want to do, like, too much of, like, the initiating. I wanted him to, and every time, like, when I've reached out to him, he's, like, excited and stuff, so, but, yeah, hopefully it'd be nice to hear from him then around Easter. That's not too far, so that's good.
Yeah, I think that, that he, once he gets over his shyness, you guys are going to have a good relationship.
Okay. All right. We'll just keep being friends in the meantime, and slowly we'll probably grow into something more.
Yeah, it will. It's just, like I said, you know, he's just got some things that he still has to heal from.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, if you can get him to trust you, you guys can heal, you know, you can help him heal together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When do you think we'll be, like, in a relationship by?
The feeling that I get is, like, middle of summer.
Okay.
Because it's going to take some time.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Right. Maybe. Wait for that little button to clear. Oh, there is another caller. Okay. Now, when they get the call and they drift away like that, you're thinking, okay, we took the number because it, the moment it was called in, and I didn't ask for the name. So you're thinking, okay, maybe that's another one that slipped under the net again. Maybe we know them, maybe we don't. But I can't possibly remember every number. So would you be so kind as to give your name as you come in there? If we don't type your name, you know, and we don't screen you, be so kind as to give your name as you come in there. It helps to know who you are and that you've done this little thing here.
Due to international exchange rates, it is asked that you would consider donating $2 towards our running costs. Thank you.
And if you can't understand what the man says, we're going to slow him down. We are, I'm going to, you know, I don't know why I done that in the first place. I actually speeded him up, and I speeded him up by one because it's actually text to speech, little program there. And it's kind of very, very slow. But what the man was trying to say there is due to international exchange rates, it is asked if you would pay $2 towards our running club. Thank you. And that's how bloody slow it was. So I speeded him up, but it sounds like I've got to slow him down again, but that, not even I can understand that. Never mind. Okay, Holly.
Hi.
Hi.
Long time no talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, I got the job, so I'm very excited, and I'm probably moving Monday. Yes?
Good.
Oh, I thought you said something else. But my old job at that damn trailer park gave me a bad reference. Why? Thank you. I was wondering if Spirit could tell us why. It's so unfair.
Two theories are coming up. One is that it seemed like when you had all the crazy stuff that's happening, you were always involved.
Yeah.
And two, he was mad that you left.
Yeah. But and then they gave me a bad reference, which is not legal.
Well, the only thing that they're allowed to ask is your length of employment, if they think that you would steal, or if you're a harm to someone.
Yeah. No, she said all kinds of stuff. That mean accountant.
Oh. Well, have you talked to this company directly about?
It's a 20-year-old friend, and he won't speak to me. And he allowed some female to give the reference, and not him. It's his company.
Have you talked to the company that, that interviewed you?
Oh, they're still hiring me, regardless of what they said. Like, that's not...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want, like, no. Why are they continuing this? You know...
Well, are they still dealing with Shed Woman?
Oh, I'm sure.
I get the feeling that they felt that you left them in a mess. And now that they got to deal it, especially with Account Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's more... It's a vindictive thing. It's not because you weren't working right or anything. It's because you left him, and now they have to clean up those message. I can't talk. Instead of you usually handling all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You could actually go after them if you wanted to sue them.
Yeah.
For talking about that, I don't know if it's worth it or not, unless it's something that follows you throughout your career. But, as long as your new employee knows that they're insane in what you had to put up with at that trailer court, I think you'll be fine. I just honestly think they did it out of spite. I mean, that place for over a year now has been so toxic for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think that they did it out of spite, Holly.
And then he's saying there's discrepancies in the books. There's not. I didn't take a dollar, not a penny, not a dime.
That's just another thing. I get the feeling that he wants you to come back begging for your job back. But I guess you're just going to have to let it, not bother you and let it slide off your back like a duck and just go on. you know, there's people like that all over. I had a friend who had to break her lease in the middle of her lease, and her house was perfect. She had it professionally cleaned before she left, and the landlord told everybody how she had destroyed the apartment, so she couldn't find another apartment to rent. And it was because that she broke the lease. So, you know, people do evil, spiteful things just because they're just, you know, sometimes there's no answer to the why. They're just doing it because they are just being mean and deceitful. I mean, I honestly know that you did everything you could possible to make that place work.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't let it bother me. You know, strike it up for knowing in the future, but, you know, if you can, if you go to a next job, you do have the right to say that they can't contact an employer, so I would put that next to their name, and if they ask, you tell them why.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be at this job for a while, so. And then when you're famous with your music career, you can write a song about them.
But who gave me the reference? The new manager in the office or the bad accountant?
The accountant. Which shouldn't have even happened, but I think it was because she was the one who answered the phone. I don't even know if... To be honest with you, I don't even know if your old boss even knows that someone gave a reference to you.
He knows now. I just text him.
Yeah. I guess I would see what he has to say.
He's saying there's discrepancies in the books. I said there's not one dime missing, not one dime. I
well,
said, I'm taking this further because, no, I didn't steal a dime, not a penny, not nothing.
Well, if he keeps taking it, I would take him to court for slander.
Yeah.
But the best thing about it is you're out of there.
Yeah.
So, you know, concentrate on the positive things.
And the missing cheesecake.
A missing cheesecake.
What does Spirit say about that?
Was it missing from your place of business or from your home?
My old address. It
your
got shipped
old
to my
address.
Old, yeah, it got shipped to my old address. But fuck, excuse me. Whoa, the trailer park. It was shipped to the trailer park, and they didn't return it. They freaking ate it.
Well, yeah, because when Spirit said anything, the first thing that came up were the letters WTF.
Yeah.
They're just doing it out of spite. That's just plain meanness of the whole thing.
Well, why are they so mean? I got her that job, and why is she flipping on me like that?
Because now she suddenly realizes how much she really has to do. Because even when you were training in, you were doing the majority of the work.
Yeah, definitely.
So
she's mad?
I don't know if she's mad or she's being influenced. She's probably had to deal with a couple of the crazies on
yeah.
her own. And going, she never told me about this. She never told me that I had to deal with these people or,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah, I told
something.
Her so.
Yeah, but you only hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
When, you know, somebody's telling you. I think it's going to die down. But keep a record of well, you know, when you text us and stuff like that, you've got that record. Just keep it just in case. Yeah, that's just really weird. But look at how much you've got positive to look for. To look forward to.
I want to move today. What does Spirit say about that?
What's the weather like?
I'm not worried about weather. It's a little cloudy.
Just go for it.
That's what I think, too.
I was just wondering if you're getting the, well, it's in South Dakota now, but we're getting another bomb cyclone.
No, we just get rain and that's it. We did, they did get snow before I came here a couple months ago, but no, it's barely sprinkling, a little cloudy. No, no bad storms are coming.
No, I think, go ahead. It feels like a good day to move.
Yeah, there's another problem. The owner came by of this place, and I told him the truth, and he wasn't very happy. You know
about
what I mean? How it's being ran.
Oh, it's because you're new and he thinks that you're gonna be uppity.
Well, no. Like, he hired a management company that I work for.
Okay.
And he'd walked around and was, like, shocked at how bad this place is. And I told him what's really going on with the management company. So the management company's going to be mad, but he said he's not going to say anything. So, no, he's not. I don't think he thinks I'm uppity.
No.
I think he's grateful I told him.
Yeah, now that I get the whole thing messaged to me, I think there's going to be a lot of changes in the next few weeks because of what you said.
I know.
And the way that they run things and keep things clean and, you know, and updated and stuff like that.
So after I get to this place in Bremerton, I'll be better as soon as I move, right? No more stress.
Yeah, well, you'll have stress, but it's not going to be like you've been the stress that you've had before.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask about Joey one more time, and that's it.
How did he do after his birthday?
Oh, that's GJ.
Okay.
They actually took him to a dinner the next week, so he's okay now.
Okay. Who is this
guy?
And
then my mom gave him $100, so he's, like, forgiving her.
Well, you know,
Joey's just the next boyfriend.
Has he been coming back in your life?
No. I'm just thinking about him. I'm just seeing.
I think you should text him. See what he's doing.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you have to go out with him, but I'm saying that he would be, I think it would be good for you guys to rekindle friendship.
Yeah. And that's it.
Well, I think he could help you with your music career.
Oh, my God. That's what I was thinking. And then down the line we get together or no?
The more you work together, the better chance.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go pack.
Well, you have fun, and let me know.
Yeah, I will. Bye, guys.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks, okay. So, Holly, let us know when you settle, you know, and I wish you Godspeed there with that, because, you know, Moving or doing any sort of move when you've been there a while, you know, it's like you kind of emotions are all over the place. You know, it doesn't matter how bad things were, there's still feelings and memories there, you know. Okay. Right then, you're going to put Becky off for just a minute. Well, we do this once again. And we're going to keep on doing this because it needs to be done, you say.
Due to international exchange rates, it is asked that you would consider donating $2 towards our running costs. Thank you. Due to international exchange rates, it is asked that you would consider donating $2 towards our running costs. Thank you.
Ah, right. I found out how to slow him down, did you say? What it is, you hit the button once, and then you hit it again straight after, and it slows him down a bit. He kind of loses wind on the second one, you know? Okay? So, yeah. But, technology, eh? Seems to work. After all, it's just an MP3, that's all, it's, you know, it seems. That when you stick it there, it's, press the play button the second time because it goes through a loop and the other one hasn't finished yet. You know, you hit it straight after and it can't pick up the loop. It has to slow it down. I'll have to remember that one. Okie dokie, let's see where we're going. Suzanne.
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi.
And I just want to see, I'm working now as a sub aide, but I applied for a bus company for the summer because I need to work for the summer because the schools are closed in the summer. They have a summer school where I work, but you don't get paid for like 5 or 6 weeks, and I can't do that because you don't get any money for 5 or 6 weeks. Do you see me getting the bus thing? And when do you see a significant other coming in?
I think you will get the bus thing. And was the other question about...
do you think I'll keep that in September or will I get hired or go back to where I was working now?
I think you're going to get rehired.
At the where I'm subbing now?
Yeah, but it's going to be, I think, more permanent or more hours?
Well, yeah, I'm looking for permanent.
Yeah.
The bus company for the summer.
I think you'll do the bus company for the summer and then this fall... you're going to move into a permanent situation.
Good. That's what I'm looking for. And what do you see with a significant other coming in, a boyfriend?
I don't see anything seriously happening to you until maybe the fall because I think you're going to be busy getting things in place for your career.
Well, I can work and still go on a date.
Well, yeah, but I mean, to put that I think you will be dating, but a serious relationship you want to deal with after everything. I mean, you just don't want to add another thing that could be stressful.
Yeah. Well,
so you
marry it all for me?
Yeah, but I only usually see like between 6 months and a year out at the most. I don't see anything until after that, so possibly within 2 years.
But I'll meet them before this fall, you think?
Yeah, you'll be in a relationship by the fall.
And my son's going to come live with me in the fall. He's going to college. How's that going to work out? He has 2 years of college to go. I'm looking forward to it.
There's going to be some bumps, only because he's at the age where he wants independence and you know, typical teenage to adult things. But I think you're going to really enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, he's going to just stay here Monday through Thursday, and then his dad's Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, I think that you're going to, I think you guys are going to reconnect and end up with a deeper relationship than that you've had in the past.
And do you see him getting a girlfriend? I think his girlfriend broke up with him.
That I can't see, because I really can't read that kind of energy, because I can read his energy through you, but I can't, like, read his energy through something else by a third party.
So do you see
reading.
Anything good happening?
Oh, I think
me?
There's going to be a lot of positive things happening.
Like do you think I'm going to meet the boyfriend this summer or spring, or do I have to wait till the fall?
I think you're going to start going out early this summer, and then it's going to turn into a relationship.
Well, how am I going to meet him?
Through a friend from work.
Really?
Yep.
I guess the bus company then.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like a blind date or a social gathering.
Yeah. Well, I hope the bus company is okay with just hiring me for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have
I think
to count.
Even though it's for the summer, you're going to make some lasting friends.
Oh, good. So you just see a boyfriend, some lasting friends, and stuff like that.
Right.
All right, good.
Yeah. It's the best way to do it. Somebody's already checked him out and found out that he's not a creep or something.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Suzanne. Right. Let's take another little piece of music. Why not? We've got time. There's 46 minutes on the clock. That means 46 minutes for all you lovely callers and listeners to call in. We're going to go to Mr. Terence Trent Darby. And this one is, and I think he's coming on a bus.
Fortunate to be you.
God, you know, there was a time when I could sit and listen to that type of music all night long, because it just, there's no words, it's just listening to good music, the instrumentals. And there was somebody that I was living with at the time in a hostel situation. He would listen to nothing but instrumentals all the time. He wouldn't buy nothing else. And he just had no time for songs with words in. Because I think songs without words like that, you know, or pieces of music without words, it just mean that much more. Put your own words in from your imagination and let your imagination write the words. It could, you know, I mean, it could be a piece of music that you were listening to when you had your first date or whatever. It doesn't matter, you know, but whatever it means to you, yeah. Some music like that is just like that particular one called The Loner, of course, Gary Moore. And you know, it's like, okay, let the music take you somewhere. It doesn't matter what type of music it is, if it does something for you, it's that type of thing, you know, today. And there are many different types of music out there. Okay, 30 minutes on the clock. What we think we might do, ladies and gents, is close down early this evening, because it's not happening again. It's a Wednesday. We had the same thing last Wednesday, and just as we were about to close, then somebody decided to call, but we're not going to let that happen this week, because I'm going to bring Becky on the mic to say goodnight to you all, and we're going to disappear quick before we get inundated, because it's not going to happen. We're not going over, and, you know, I think this is what happens now, is that people wait till the last 30 minutes and then think that they can avoid the chain. You know, we don't have to pay. And Ken will go over. Ken won't go over. We're going. So what do you think, Becky?
Sounds good to me.
Get out of here while we can. Okay, thanks, Becky. Okay, ladies and gents, we're going. We're gonna call it a night.